The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, the cost of childcare is becoming a central issue in the general election campaign. Many of the parties are promising to cap childcare fees at €200 a month, while Fine Gael have said they would introduce 100 state-run childcare facilities by 2026 if they were returned to power. Now, in a moment, we'll speak to Paula Donoghue, chairperson of the Association of Childhood Professionals, about the current challenges for providers. But first, our reporter Sarah Madden asked parents about their difficulty in affording childcare.
So I'm a solo parent. I work full time. I have no family support. So I'm paying like a mortgage over €1,000 a month for childcare and everything else on my own. And there's no consideration in terms of my financial circumstance in relation to the cost of childcare or anything else.
I know people paying €2,000 a month, I'm going to say.
My other friend is pregnant at the moment with her second baby, and I think she was saying it's going to cost her over €1,000 for her and the other little girl, and I think she's getting it cheaper.
Yeah, totally. Like, it's prohibitive, really. It's been really difficult. Do you know, from, say, a public service perspective, I'd say there's pretty much nothing, really, to encourage people to have kids. Unless you're working for a big tech company that maybe childcare is part of a package or something like that.
My other half isn't working, so I go to work. So, yeah, it wouldn't be financially viable for us to pay another mortgage, essentially, for someone to look after the children, because it would mean one of us is just going to work to pay for the childcare, so it's no use to us, really.
I can't go back because I don't have anyone else to mind. I'm like, my mum and dad are still young, they're still working full time. I can't expect them to mind them either, like, you know, that way. And then I suppose the government wants everybody to, you know, have babies. Go out. I don't know how you're supposed to have kids in this economy.
Yeah, there definitely needs to be more support from the government, I'd say. It's not really an ideal situation where somebody has to sacrifice their career because there's no other options available to them.
I don't need social welfare benefits as such. However, I do think lots of things should be means tested, including childcare fees, to reflect your individual circumstance.
So those voices shared with Sarah Madden on their concerns about childcare. We're joined by Paula Donoghue, who is the chairperson of the Association of Childhood Professionals. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning, Pat, and how are you?
I'm very well. What do you think of these promises limiting the cost of childcare to €200 a month?
Look, Pat, in the childcare sector, we would all welcome any relief for parents. We do know in certain areas of the country, not all, that childcare can be very expensive and prohibitive, which is not in anybody's best interest, most especially those parents who are stressed trying to find positions.
Well, the parties are all campaigning, aiming at the end user. They're saying this is what you'll end up paying. There's no revelation as to how that will be achieved.
Absolutely. We're hearing a lot of rhetoric, and I would caution around rhetoric. We would say, let's look at what's here. The very people who presided over childcare for many years now have watched it limp from crisis to crisis. Now, that crisis has always been based on historic underfunding. Now, we welcome recently, and definitely under Minister O'Gorman's regime, we have seen a large increase in investment. But that's on the backdrop that we currently are still towards the bottom of the European table, and we're only spending circa 50% per child as compared to our European counterparts. So, you know, we have to look at the government can invest and work with parents, but they also really must work with us in the childcare sector
now,
to enable us to function quality.
Neil Richmond this morning, talking about the Fine Gael policies, was saying, you know, it'll be a two-tier system. There will be state childcare established, but that will work in parallel with the private healthcare sector. They need both, he said. And it's kind of mirrors. You've got private education, public education. You've got private healthcare. You've got public healthcare. This seems to be the plan. But I'm wondering whether or not, if you've got state healthcare, state jobs, civil servants effectively, like teachers, would you guys find it difficult to compete with that state sector in recruiting people?
Again, I'm going to your listeners, I caution a note here. Really be careful with what you're hearing. Is this rhetoric? Because we know there are absolutely zero plans in place currently to provide for a public sector. They have not looked at this. They're lovely sound bites and they sound really great, but there's not a plan in place. You could go to the Department of Children and ask them, what does it look like? nobody has yet seen a plan for this. So we be very cautious about this. And I would say, let's look at the reality of the ground on the ground here. All childcare providers, be they community or private, are publicly funded. We're all publicly funded. Now, we know they've watched and presided over us limping from crisis to crisis. Now we're going to entrust those very same people with 100% of childcare. It concerns me.
No, but I mean, if you take the consultation, way, by and large, primary schools, even though the staff student numbers are not what we'd like them to be, but they work well and kids get a good education. The idea of having a parallel system for childcare, where you'd have properly qualified people, properly paid with the usual entitlements for pensions and so on. I mean, there's no reason why the state couldn't run that if they were willing to spend the money.
Therein is the crux of the problem, if they're going to spend the money. There are many examples across, especially the Nordic regions, where private childcare runs in parallel to public childcare, or privately fund, or publicly funded childcare, which is community and private. But bear in mind, both sides of that equation are really well funded. Like the Nordic private model, community model is really well funded. So you would have to, you could not have a system where if the private childcare, we have to pay all the wages and the government takes over paying the full wages in a public model. You couldn't have that two-tier system. We'd have to have equality on both sides of this the fence. And it can work, but we need a massive amount of consultation and planning. We want to get it right, Pat, because we've seen a lot of public in this country, we've seen a lot of public projects go very, very badly wrong. I cite the Children's Hospital as an example. So if we're going to do this, and I think it's a good idea, we really need to put in the foundation strong and correctly and with proper consultation with all stakeholders involved.
Now, do you think that the private sector would be happy to be nationalised by a government who said, OK, look, we're going to provide state childcare. We know people are doing a good job at the moment. We'll take over your facilities.
I can't speak for everybody else. I can speak for myself. I have run and funny, we only had our TUSL inspection yesterday. I've run a high quality service, which was very much stated yesterday. I don't know. This is my business. I'm happy to work in partnership with our department. I don't see the need for them to take my entire business over. I think there are better funding models. We are already have put on the table, you know, a newer funding model, a more appropriately funded model that will work for all. But I don't know. I think it would strike the fear of God into many providers if the thought was the government is going to come in and take us over. Okay. That is not an ideal situation. I think we can all work in partnership. There's no need for a takeover as long as the funding is there.
As I say, it's all promises at the moment. The devil will be in the detail, whatever party comes to power after the election. But Paula, thank you very much for your contribution. That's Paula Donoghue, who is the chairperson of the Association of Childhood Professionals.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.